Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another segment of New Day Resurrection and Liberation. We are live here in Philly with part two of We the Preaching Man of the Church. As you can tell, we're live. Somebody's on the mic. Put it down. And we are wrapping up this weekend, of course, the 4-year anniversary murdered, of course, being incarcerated. Last night, of course, there was a incredible event that took place at the Constitution Center. And those of you who were able to hear it live via through the live streams at the movia.org provided, and of course we also provided some of the coverage via internet as well as via podcast. You can always, of course, hear it if you haven't heard it so far, but it was a very, very incredible evening. Mumia, of course, did call in. We weren't able to hear it as clearly, but you certainly feel the spirit of him and the people, and it was incredible. So let's hear some of the moment now. We'll be back and drop a little more.
Then
had a police report that said that a lady called, a neighbor called and said that George was loitering in her house. And they put that woman on the stand, and she said, that never happened. I know George, I did not call the police, nobody was loitering that night. But those three officers, did they get found guilty? They didn't get off the trial. And they're actually believing to this day, so George and his family, you know, actually are trying to get justice in that case right now. And we're actually trying to get the local DA, the federal government, decided not to press charges against those three officers. We're trying to get the local district attorney to press charges. So if you go to that video on YouTube, you put it to a mile, there's actually a phone number that you can call, or you can call it after the DA. Now again, he's trying to press charges on these officers. Because this is the stuff that happens to us, man, and black people, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, on the regular, just like, Dr. Fernandez said earlier, like, well, me and it's not like, just some case that's different. You know what I'm saying? It's different in that we have spoken out for 30 years and raised awareness about the injustice of this system. But it's for me to be created every day. You know what I'm saying? So, I made a song, man, dedicated to a brother that, you know, was another innocent man that he lost, man. So, if you could just put two candles in the air for our brother.
Thank you.
y'all gonna be sitting over there. We gotta keep running. We gotta keep moving. We gotta keep the summer going, you know what I'm saying? Let's see y'all on the way, you know what I'm saying? Get it. Get it. So now, they didn't really give me a time, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So, if it's all right with y'all, you know what I'm saying? I got a couple more little vessels that I'm gonna work on. Alright, so, you know what I mean? I'll be pretty upset, man, because, you know, you see a person like Troy Davis, and his name kills. You see a person like O.B. and Christian Man on there before, but now doing right when I'm going to go really is like this. You see innocent girls and sisters all over the country getting locked up, black, brown, red, and white, but especially in our community. But then you see, from the song, I thought, you know, damn, you know what I'm saying? And people all over the country going down, they say they're Mexicans, you know what I'm saying? They're Mexicans, but they can't make that move, you know? They can kill or harm another brother or sister like them. You know what I'm saying? But even when they do that, they do a life in prison. You know what I'm saying? But we're not holding nothing. We're not doing nothing. And if injustice is done to us, we don't have anything to have over the farm. I think we should be better for using the word. And we'll be glad enough and get talking to some of our people. You know what I mean? So this is dedicated in the faith game, you know what I'm saying? But when I think it's all for a real game because I see a group of people. All over the last year, $800 billion, and ain't nothing good in power, and ain't nobody doing this. Okay, man, that's a little. Then you find out that it's only $800 billion, they got $7.7 trillion. What does that say anybody listening to the radio about how much money you think you got? And the class, you know what I'm saying? So, can I say these all? I'm going to say, middle age. Y'all see what I mean? I know what's going on, man. It's called the middle age, man. You don't see this. Please, no.
You know what I'm saying? He's going to go to the program. He's a you have trapped and possibly yet trapped badness. Why do you want to underneath the lapses and express them to last more? You are trapped, what will give you what you ask for? The hand of us and the hand of all these things are great old parties that we gave you in the blue Jesus. The proper shoes that get a key to free the baby for the hand trap to be excuses. You have a real patient to have to set the one who will see that. That's all right, it's not going well, standing in the fall of these.
I don't know.
tuned to New Day, Resurrection and Liberation. My name is Empress Chi, and of course, we are standing here tonight. Of course, it's an open mic. A lot of positive art, a lot of positive information. And in a few minutes, what we're going to do is give you a little update on some of what happened today. Just let me hear a little bit before we go to our live line, because we're going to talk with a sister who is going to give us some insight into one of the workshops earlier today. But we're going to take a few minutes just let you hear a little bit of what is going on, and then we're going to go to our live line and give you an update on one of the workshops that took place today. But we'll do that in a minute. Okay, moving right along. We're just waiting for them to queue up. And then what we're going to do is talk with Sister Crystal McKinney, who, again, is going to give us some insight into one of the workshops that took place today. There were several, of course. And, you know, right now people are still kind of moving about, and they're kind of queuing up some music. So we're going to try to flow with that a little bit. But in the meantime, maybe what we need to do is get ready to go to our... Nope, not yet. Okay, please bear with us. Apparently they got a few technical difficulties going on. So we're just waiting for them. Okay, what we're going to do while they are tuning up, we're going to get ready to go to a live interview. Just give us a few minutes. Okay, we're going to get ready to go do a live interview. And in a minute, we're going to talk with Sister Crystal McKinney. And again, we are live here at the Lumia. We Are the People, Part 2. We're here, of course, in the Philadelphia Germantown area, and we're in tune right now to an open mic. And there's a lot going on, and we're just waiting for Sister Crystal to tune in. And as soon as we do that, we're going to kind of get an update on one of the workshops that took place earlier today. So just give us a few moments. We're going to get in a little quieter spot for you. And as indicated, there was a lot going on today. There were several workshops in particular that focused on, of course, Occupy Wall Street, but also, of course, to continue organizing to free Mumia Abu-Jamal, and also, of course, to free all political prisoners. So what we're going to do now is to kind of give you a little insight into some of what happened today. One of the workshops, of course, again, and I'm going to try to get a little more quieter spot for you, but again, one of the workshops that, of course, was talked about today was you know, dealing with how to merge in both the Occupy Wall Street along with you know, political prisoners, dealing with the issue of injustice. How can we keep this ongoing? How can we keep this active? So what we're going to do is catch in Sister Crystal McKinney and have her to give you a little overview of some of what went on today, and especially with the workshop that she was able to sit in on. Sister Crystal, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, good thanks. Okay, so tell us a little bit about, first of all, why you came today for this part two of Free Mumia, We the People Say No to Life in Prison. What brought you to the event today?
I came to the event because I've heard about the Mumia case for a long time since I was younger, and I always wanted to know more information about it. And I attended some lectures at Temple University, where I go to school, and in the last last lecture, they were actually talking about Mia Kate, and also talking to one of the lawyers working to try to free Mumia, Michael Ford, and that's where I learned a lot more information about the case that I didn't know before. And with them advertising the event last night at the Constitution Center, which I was able to attend, I just really wanted to come out and support the cause and try to get more information so I can tell, you know, my friends and family and other people so they can spread the word and let it out so we can join the movement and help to try to free Mumia.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So tell us a little bit about what your workshop covered today.
Okay, in the workshop that we were in today, we were talking about the district attorney's offices,
mm-hmm.
particularly with Eric Holder, who's the U.S. Attorney General. We were talking about maybe occupying some of the places that he speaks at, kind of like a mic check, or kind of like the how the Occupy Philadelphia movement is doing, and we're trying to get them involved in it as well. We're not trying to start anything new, we're just trying to build on things that's already been happening and get more people involved. And one of the things that we were talking about were different groups or people coming together, occupying their local district attorney's offices. At the end of January, we don't have an exact date set, but we do have a listserv that we're going to be getting information from to keep each other informed, and we're going to do a few conference calls as well to see where we're going with that. And each person in the group was appointed something different. So some
mm-hmm.
of the things that we were doing was, for one, we had some people from the Occupy Philadelphia movement in our group who will let, you know, spread the word and let other Occupy members, not only Philadelphia but others, know about it as well. And another thing was a group from Kentucky they actually came all the way down to attend last night at the Constitution Center, and in the group today to talk about making brochures with information about Mumia on them that let people know exactly about the case and why, you know, we're still fighting for him to be released from prison. And at the back of the brochures, they were going to leave it blank so wherever they emailed it to, if the person wanted to print it out, let's say if they're in a different state, if they wanted to print it out, they can put their local district attorney's address, name and address, on the back of the brochure. So when we set a date to occupy the local district attorney's offices, is not just here in Philadelphia, it'd be all over.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, we were talking about putting it on Facebook and Twitter and some email and texting so everyone can know. And since, you know, we're still in December, that's why we put it for the end of January, so that gives everybody enough time, you know, to get the word out, to get as many people involved as we possibly can. And then also to start talking to, you know, our friends and family, and if we're a part of any organization, you know, to put the word out in there. And if we're in any, you know, churches or just any religion, you know, just let, you know, their people know and spread the word so more and more people can get involved, because more people involved, the better the outcome, you know, and
mm-hmm.
the more united we are, we put more pressure on them to actually do something about it. So that's
just
what we were, you know, talking about in our group discussion for today. So.
All right. Great, great. Well, sister, thank you so much for providing us with that report, and we're going to go back to some of the live entertainment. We've just been talking with Sister Crystal McKinney. And, sister, again, thank you so much for coming out today, and certainly for letting our audience, our family audience, kind of get a general idea of some of what happened today. It's wonderful to be able to communicate this information live.
Yes. Well, thank you for having
All right,
me.
Sister, thank you again.
All You're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, moving right along. We're going to go back to the live mic, and of course, there's a lot of folks here, and everybody is, you know, really feeling the energy and preparing to do the work that is necessary to be done. So we're going to let you hear a little bit more of what's going on with the live mic, and we're going to close out this session for tonight. But before we do, we want to thank everyone for tuning in, and today, free the land, free all citizens.
Yeah.
God. He was the old king who was born.
Thank you.